We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All right. I guess this is news of the strange, news of the weird. This is just... I won't call it a plague because I don't think there's too many of these people out there, but there's enough that have annoyed me over the years. It's the me first columnists usually in sports. Sometimes it's a reporter, but it's the columnist that wants the questions that they ask to be about them that are attention hogs. And it can lead to moments like what we saw from Greg Doyle of the Indianapolis Star, sports columnist, and Caitlin Clark. She got introduced. What's the name of the team? The Fever? Indiana Fever?
Yes.
You know, she's gonna be the centerpiece of their franchise here. This is the first time she's introduced to the city. And Greg Doyle starts before he ever talks to her, it's his turn to ask a question. You know how she makes the heart gesture to her family, you know, during games, after games. He makes the heart gesture to her, which is just, what are you doing? Ask a question.
The audio is as awkward as...
Well, the audio's the story here.
Yeah.
And we're going to hear the audio coming up. But that's how he... Like, who do you think you are? You're no different than anybody else. The story's about her. Not you. So here's...
Go ahead. Play the audio. Play the audio.
So then that was followed. He makes the heart gesture, and she is clearly taken aback by it. And here's how the interaction went.
Hi. Hi. Caitlin. Greg Doyle, Indy Star. Real quick, let me do this.
You like that?
I like that you're here.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay, well, let's
cool.
Start doing it to me, and we'll be get along just fine.
Yes.
What?
Start doing it to me, and we'll get along just fine. I mean, I've seen people take this, you know, to the point where they feel like it was harassment. I don't know that I'm going there, but it. Here's the problem. He went into the thing, Paul, wanting to make it about him and get noticed.
Right.
And now he's caught in a space where he ain't getting out of it.
And he's getting ripped.
Shredded.
To shreds.
By everybody.
Some people calling him a pervert, a creepy pervert who shouldn't be allowed near women athletes ever again. The issue to me is, there's two issues here. One, he would never have an interaction like that with a Pacers player.
Right.
With an NBA player, with him, any male player, any male athlete, he would never have that kind of interaction.
Right.
That's number one. Like, I think that your general rule as a reporter should be you just basically report and treat everyone the same way. And I'll say this, there's still a segment of the women's basketball media that believes that they should be treated differently, and they don't like when they get criticized the same way. No. That's not how it works. They're going to get criticized the same way the men do, but interactions should be the same between the women and the men. But the second part of it is what you said, and that is, this guy is one of these grandstanding reporters that always wants to make it about him.
Grandstanding's a good word.
And he's a guy who is just sort of a blowhard, okay? In fact, I have a little treat for you, right? This is an interaction with one of your favorite guys, Jim Boeheim from the NCAA tournament.
Oh.
Here we go.
For Coach Boeheim, we have one on the aisle in the middle. Hi, Greg Doyle from CBSSports.com. When do you think you'll decide, announce, whatever, whether or not you're coming back next year, or do you already know?
I haven't even said it. Why would you ask that question? I expect it from you. I know you. Why ask that question? Do you going to ask John Beilein?
Wait, it gets better.
19-year-old kid, the same question. They handle it better than you are.
You ask a 19-year-old kid if he's going to retire? Really?
If they're going to be back next year.
If you're going to say something smart, at least be smart.
I could be back next year.
smart. Why don't you get it right? I mean, I am right. Are you coming back next year or not? I told you I'm not going to answer that question because unless you ask every coach that question, you're going to ask John if he's retiring and not coming back next year? I've never indicated any time that I'm not coming back next year. Did I ever? Sorry, coach.
Sorry, coach.
My best part is he says, well, I expect it from you. I know you, right?
Well, that was great.
Yes.
Here's the thing. There are some, and you know this. We both know this. We've been asking questions for a long time. Sometimes, by the nature of the question you ask in a certain environment, you will become a story. I'm aware of that.
Right.
And I had an interaction like that with Boeheim when nobody else was asking the guy. It had just come down that they were being sanctioned by the NCAA, and they happened to be at Pitt that night.
Right.
So I'm waiting for somebody from Syracuse to ask a question of this. Nobody did, so I asked it, and then I you know, you just know. Like that the way he asked Boeheim that first question there was okay, but then he again had to make it personal and had to interject with the smart stuff, and it just becomes Paul. There's just too many of these people out here.
Yeah.
Said a good word, grandstanding.
And then this is what I think is maybe the worst part of this entire interaction. Okay.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He then goes and writes a column where he says something like, I'm a part of the problem, or I was a part of the problem today.
Right.
Right? And then he goes.
So it's still about him.
Yeah, exactly. And then he goes on with his column, and it's just basically all kinds of nonsense. He basically referred to himself as an oaf who made oafish type comments. And then he tried to make some nonsensical thing about sexism and misogyny and things and such. You know what? How about just walk away? You know, when you say something that stupid,
yeah.
when you look that stupid, don't try and double down and then turn out, you know what I mean? Turn it into, oh, well, you know, I'm a part of the problem, and I recognize that here and all this other stuff. Today, in my uniquely oafish way, I formed my hands. My comment afterward was clumsy and awkward. I sincerely apologize. How about just go somewhere and shut up?
Yeah.
You know, that's one of the things. There are three things that get me in our business, Joe. And you and I have been in it a long time, right? Number one, these people who make these like outlying votes for like an MVP or coach of the year or whatever, you know, they're the only person that voted, you know, against whatever or in the Hall of Fame. And then they have to write these long-winded columns about what they were thinking. Like, who cares? It's not about you. You made your vote. Shut up. I hate that more than anything. These ridiculous apologies where it's like, oh, I'm pained. It hurts me so much to think of the pain I might have caused to women with my... Shut up, please. These people that take themselves way too seriously.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And believe me, we got a power of a pen. The pen can be very powerful, but you're not a part of the story, no matter how many different ways you want to try and make yourself a part of the story. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, and here's what I would say, Joe, your interaction with Boeheim was different because you were asking a legitimate, actual question that needed to be asked. And if you remember, I followed up with a question about, well, do you think your team is going to, you know, are you going to be able to keep your team interested in the season now that they know that they've been taken out of the postseason? And he said to me, anybody that thinks that either never played the game or was horrible.
I remember that.
And
yeah.
I said, well, I did play the game and I wasn't horrible. And he said, well, I didn't mean you. And the interesting thing about that, Fast forward like 3 years later, do you remember the rant after they played Pitt where Boeheim went off on the one reporter who wrote about – have you ever seen that clip where Boeheim's going off on the one reporter who wrote about how he's going through like his the worst three-season stretch of his career? And one of the things he says is, you know, and I don't agree with everything you wrote, blah, blah, blah. And he says, because I think, you know, last year we weren't eligible for the tournament. And then he says, of course – I think if we would have been eligible, we would have won one or two more games and got in. Okay, well, which is it, Jim? Are you telling me that your players lost interest a little bit because they weren't going to be in the tournament, or are you not? What one or the other? But anyway, my point is, you asked a legitimate question,
right?
And that question needed to be asked. And you're right. The only two people in the place that asked it. Were you and I, not the guys that actually cover that school for a living.
It was amazing. There's an important distinction for me, in my opinion here, between my writing the column and my behavior at press conferences. Like, if you're a columnist, your columns a lot of times are going to be about yourself and the world. You know what I mean? You have to write it like that. Like, you wrote a really good piece on Franco Harris, remember? And how you were able to look up to him as a role model?
Mm-hmm.
That's our writing. So Greg Doyle, he's written some really good pieces about his family and things like that. But this apology, again, was, oh, this was just such a me thing to do. He was already getting crushed for making the news conference about him. That's when you don't write a me column. You know,
right, exactly.
That's when you don't want write one. But generally, I separate my writings from my behavior out in public at news conferences. And this was just, what are you doing? And now he's getting what he deserves here. Like, I don't think this was an act of, you know, flirtation or harassment. But if you just look at that, at the words, those are the words somebody might use if it was. I don't think he meant that. But what he did mean was to become the story by giving her the heart sign at before asking a question. What the hell are you doing? And this was him with Shane Steichen when Steichen got hired in his introduction. What is this guy? The official like doorman for indie sports? He's the guy that introduces everybody to the city and to what a jackass he is. Here he is with Steichen when Steichen got introduced as the Colts coach. Listen to this.
Shane, heard a lot of badass, a tough guy. Up here, you're crying like a baby, which I love. Are you a hard ass? Are you an emotional basket case? I happen to like all that, but what are you?
I don't care what you happen to like. I don't care. I don't care that you love that he's a hard ass. What are you doing?
Right.
What are you doing? And I've seen other people like this around, and it's just embarrassing. Embarrassing to the. To the profession.
And every single thing that every time he opens his mouth or any time I hear something happened in Indianapolis with respect to a writer or a columnist, it's always him. You notice that?
Yes.
I mean, I don't get it. I don't understand that. I don't understand why. But that's who he's been his entire career. And if you read a number of his columns, I think he tries to go way out on a limb. You know what I mean? Way out every time on a limb. And sometimes he'll try and, you know, be the hot take guy who, you know, who thinks he's really clever. But his act is old. It's tired. He's been around for a long, long time.
I just don't understand presenting yourself like that. It's just such a egotistical move on his part in both cases. Really, really cringy, really weird. You know, I can be weird too, but I'm doing a radio show here. You know what I mean? That's my personality. I'm not going to jump into a news conference with an actual, you know, draft pick and do something like that. You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, I don't know. But why do that?
Because you want it to be about you.
Yeah.
You want people
you want people to talk about you.
Yeah.
And they're not supposed to talk about us.
They are talking about Greg Doyle yesterday.
And they're ripping
today,
him.
And it ain't good.
Right.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.